So no words can any really express, ever express the exact truth. You have to allow for the fact that language is never quite right, and especially is never quite right when you begin to speak of spiritual truth, the formless, because every word is form, and ultimately can only function by expressing, reflecting something in the world of form, and then it becomes difficult when the language is used to express something that is beyond form. And that's why Jesus used parables, and he never said, this is the kingdom of heaven. He said, the kingdom of heaven is like, or is a little bit like that, or like that. And he gives you little stories. And then the form of the words, as long as you don't get entangled in the words and say, oh, this is how it is. If you allow the words to be pointers, little signposts, then it can work. But if you say, there's the truth, it's not. The truth is not in the word. And especially in spiritual discourse, the truth is that to which the word points. So you have to look beyond the words, especially here. And so we learn to bring a balance into our lives between time and timelessness, between the world of things, handling that, situations, things, objects, and not getting lost in things, in the world of things, in the world of situations, in the world. Not losing yourself in the world. And that world includes is not only the external world, but also the world that you carry as the mind-made world in the head, because that one creates that one. The human-made world, the so-called external human-made world, and the inner state of consciousness are, of course, one continuum. The outer only reflects the inner. And so on the outer level, for example, we have a civilization that is extraordinarily noisy. If somebody came from some past civilization, even 200 years back, 1,000 years back, and would arrive here in a city or even in a small town, they would say, what is going on? This deafening noise everywhere. And the machines everywhere that make noise. Have I arrived in the hell realm? And if they don't have the noises that are produced by machines, they have to make noise, for the sake of noise. There's some good music, but a lot of so-called music that you hear in restaurants, I don't know if it's the same here in North America, hard to find a restaurant without loud music. You just open the door and put your head in and you go out again. And a lot of that is for the sake of making noise. It's called music. There are some exceptions, of course. Some music can have a divine function too. In some rare cases, it still has. Music that comes out of the stillness. That when you listen to music that came out of the stillness, whoever created it or whoever is playing it or singing it, it comes out of that state of consciousness, and whatever, then it assumes a form.